From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id.
Listener, welcome back with me, Asmawati Rahman. We will accompany you for the next 60 minutes. In today's edition, we will present some segment to you, beginning from news, commentary, and other interesting information, as well as Indonesian songs. Well, listener, we begin with news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news, I'm Rahmawati. First, the headlines. Government says cash assistance must be distributed in full. Government to raise hospital bed capacity by 30% amid COVID surge. Now the news in details. Indonesian President Joko Widodo has asked ministries and regional heads to ensure that all cash assistance is received by the community in full, without any deductions. President Widodo, at the launch of a nationwide cash assistance program for 2021 from the State Palace in Jakarta on Monday, stated he instructs the ministers and governors to oversee this delivery so that it is fast, on target, and under supervision, and there is no deduction of any kind. As reported by Antara News Agency, President Jokowi asked all people receiving cash assistance to be aware that there will be no deduction at all in the distribution of the aid. He affirmed aid channeling agencies such as state-owned banks that are members of the Association of State Banks, or Himbara, and also PT POS Indonesia will send the cash assistance to the public without any deductions. The Indonesian government is set to increase the number of hospital beds by up to 30% to address a rise in COVID-19 active cases. The government is encouraging the optimum use of beds at state-owned hospitals, regional government-owned general hospitals, and private hospitals by increasing their bed capacity by 30%. It was stated by Chief of the Committee for COVID-19 Handling and National Economic Recovery, Airlangga Hartarto, in a press statement originating from the presidential office in Jakarta on Monday, as reported by Antara News Agency. The number of COVID-19 active cases in Indonesia has continued to increase to reach more than 100,000 as of January 3, 2021. Hartarto, who is also coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs, said Health Minister Budi Gunadi Sadikin will coordinate efforts to increase the capacity of hospitals treating COVID-19 patients. He further said the government will increase the number of medical workers employed at health service facilities. Officials of the Indonesian Consulate General in Kuching picked up Abdan, an undocumented migrant worker who was discharged after recovery from a Bintulu public hospital in the capital city of the Malaysian state of Sarawak. As quoted by Antara News Agency, Indonesian Consul General in Kuching, Yoni Tri Prayitno, on Monday stated, the Indonesian Consulate General has been informed by the hospital's team of doctors that Abdan's condition has got better and he can be repatriated to Indonesia. Abdan, a resident of Dompu District in West Nusa Tenggara Province, resides at the consulate shelter while awaiting the day of his repatriation through the cross-border checkpoint at Antikong, Sanggau District, West Kalimantan Province. He remarked this undocumented migrant worker was admitted to the Bintulu Public Hospital on December 27, 2020, after he suddenly fell ill while visiting his friend in Mukah City, Sarawak. Indonesia recorded a 33.43% jump in domestic air passenger traffic in November 2020, with the number of flyers rising to 2.97 million compared to 2.22 million a month earlier. Air transportation has increased since September 2020. Of course, this upward trend will be very good for Indonesia's economy. It was stated by Deputy Chief of Central Statistics Agency or BPS for Distribution and Service Statistics, Setianto, on Monday, as quoted by Antara News Agency. He said the number of international air passengers also rose 15.80% to 44.7 thousand in November. The number also showed an upward trend, although small, compared to September. In the January-November period last year, the number of domestic air passengers plunged 58.78% to 28.7 million, while the number of international air passengers nosedived 79% to 3.6 million compared to the year-ago period. Now let's move to international news. Kuwait has said Saudi Arabia is reopening its land and sea borders to Qatar in a breakthrough in a long-running dispute that has pitted Qatar against several of its Gulf neighbors. As reported by BBC.com January 5, the move comes ahead of a summit of the Gulf Cooperation Council to be held in Saudi Arabia on Tuesday. A senior U.S. official said an agreement to end the rift would be signed. Qatar's neighbors imposed an embargo on Qatar 3.5 years ago, accusing it of supporting terrorism. The UAE, Bahrain, and Egypt joined the Saudis in maintaining the diplomatic, trade, and travel embargo. Qatar, a tiny but immensely wealthy Gulf state, has always denied supporting jihadist militancy. Iran has resumed 20% uranium enrichment at an underground nuclear facility, the government said on Monday, breaching a 2015 nuclear pact with major powers and possibly complicating efforts by U.S. President-elect Joe Biden to rejoin the deal. As reported by Reuters.com January 4, Benjamin Netanyahu, Prime Minister of Iran's arch foe Israel, said the move was aimed at developing nuclear weapons and Israel would never allow Tehran to build them. The enrichment decision, Iran's latest contravention of the accord, coincides with increasing tensions between Iran and the United States in the last days of President Donald Trump's administration. Tehran started violating the accord in 2019 in a step-by-step response to Trump's withdrawal from it in 2018 and the reimposition of U.S. sanctions lifted under the deal. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson on Monday ordered England into a new national lockdown to contain a surge in COVID-19 cases that threatens to overwhelm parts of the health system before a vaccine program reaches a critical mass. As quoted by Reuters.com January 4, the announcement came just hours after the government hailed Britain's success in becoming the first country to begin rolling out the vaccine developed by Oxford University and AstraZeneca against COVID-19. Johnson said a new, more contagious variant of the coronavirus, first identified in the United Kingdom and now present in many other countries, was spreading at great speed and immediate action was needed to slow it down. Listener, that was the news.
President Joko Widodo started 2021 by launching cash social assistance throughout Indonesia on Monday. The launch of the cash transfer program was attended by a number of ministers of the Indonesian Cabinet Forward and recipients of the social assistance, both who were present in person at the State Palace and who were present virtually. The government has prepared a budget worth 110 trillion rupiah for all recipients from Sabang to Merauke, from Miangas to Rote Island. This was stated by President Jokowi during the launch of the assistance, which was also broadcast on the Presidential Secretariat YouTube. 34 provinces in Indonesia simultaneously launched the cash assistance on the same day. The cash assistance is distributed in three programs, namely the Family Hope Program, Cash Social Assistance, and Basic Food Program. President Jokowi hopes that this assistance can alleviate families affected by the COVID-19 pandemic and is expected to be a trigger to move the national economy, leverage the national economy, and strengthen people's purchasing power. On that occasion, he emphasized that this assistance has to be given without any deduction at all. He also reminded that this assistance should not be used to buy cigarettes. It must be used to meet basic needs and food for the family. However, the most important point here is the president's instruction to the ministers and governors to closely supervise the assistance distribution process. Because so far, various problems and dissatisfaction with the social assistance recipients have focused on the distribution process, which was not transparent, long, and complicated. What the people felt heard was the corruption of social assistance that was committed not only by the lowest ranks of official, but also the ministerial level. In its starting the new year 2021 with the distribution of the cash social assistance is the right policy. The government also needs to prepare an appropriate and simple distribution mechanism so that this assistance can be launched quickly and the people in need can receive it quickly as well. Of course, as President Joko Widodo emphasized, this cash social assistance cannot be deducted at all. That was commentary. Let's begin today in history on January 5, 1970, when the Tonghai earthquake occurred. The Tonghai earthquake in China in 1970 occurred on January 5th with a moment magnitude of 7.1 and a maximum Mercalli intensity of extreme. At least 10,000 people have been killed, making it one of the deadliest in a decade. Occurring during the height of the Cultural Revolution, this disaster was not widely publicized by the Chinese government for more than a decade. This earthquake was one of the reasons behind the creation of the largest earthquake monitoring system in China 25 years later. Let's move in on to January 5, 1973, when the United Development Party is founded. The United Development Party, or PPP, was founded on January 5, 1973. This party is the result of a combination of four religious parties, namely the Nahdlatul Ulama Party, or NU, the United Islamic Party of Indonesia, PSII, the Tarbiyah Islamiyah Association, PERTI, and PARMUSI. Currently, PPP is under the leadership of Suharto Monoarfa as the chairman. I'll conclude today in history with January 5, 1976, when King's Mills Massacre, Ireland, occurred. The King's Mills Massacre is a mass shooting that took place on January 5, 1976 near the village of the White Cross in southern country Armagh, Northern Ireland. Gunmen stopped a minibus carrying 11 Protestant workers, drove them beside it, and shot them. 10 people were killed. Only one victim survived despite being shot 18 times. A group calling itself the South Armagh Republican Forces claim responsibility. It said the shooting were retaliation of a series of attacks on Catholic civilians in the area by loyalists particularly the killing of 6 Catholics the night before. That was Today in History.
Hujan rintik demi rintik membasahi muka bumi saat itu penuh dengan payung seketika jas hujan dicari-cari. Semua orang inginkan teduh hujan. Wanita itu dengarkan lagu yang mendung, tak heran ia baru saja ditinggal oleh sang kekasih. Doakan cepat berpindah hati.
Next, we are going to give you information on My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesian Ambassador to Russia and Belarus, Jose Tavares, inaugurated the Indonesian-Russia Youth Association, IRIA. IRIA is a forum for association that bridges the relationship between Indonesia's young generation and Russia. The launch was carried out in live and online meeting between Ambassador Jose Tavares, IRIA administrators, and Indonesian students in Russia, who are members of the Indonesian Students Association Russia, Permira, on Tuesday. As quoted on the kemlu.go.id page, Ambassador Jose Tavares in his remarks said that that the establishment of IRIA is very appropriate to further encourage people-to-people contact, especially between the Indonesian youth and the Russian youth. The launch of IRIA is part of the 70th anniversary of diplomatic relations between Indonesia and Russia in 2020. Ambassador Jose Tavares also said that IRIA is very important as a bridge of relation between the Indonesian and Russians. This is part of evidence of Indonesia's close relationship with Russia, not only between both countries' government, but also between the youth and the two countries. Ambassador Jose Tavares emphasized that the younger generation, especially students, have played a major role in developing relations of both nations. The formation of IRIA was pioneered by the Indonesian young generation in Russia, who are Indonesian students in Russia, and the Russian youth, who are also students, in academics, as well as lovers of Indonesia. Ambassador Jose Tavares added that IRIA and Permira could cooperate to further strengthen the relationship between the two nations. Meanwhile, head of IRIA, Alfareza Azure, said that IRIA is expected to be part of the diplomacy of the two nations. IRIA's members are not only students, but also other young generation, such as professionals. IRIA's two representatives, who also attended, were the Russian youth, namely Nikita S. Kuklin, and academicians Elvira Gainulina from the professional circle. Nikita even attended the meeting wearing batik. Alfareza, an Indonesian student in the Master of International Relations program from People's Friendship University of Russia in Moscow, explained that IRIA wants to bridge the youth of the two nations so that all youth aspiration can be channeled, both through good relation between Indonesia and Russia, as well as diplomatic activities in the form of soft power diplomacy. Relations between Indonesia and Russia continue to develop, including in the fields of education and people-to-people contacts. Every year, the number of Indonesian students in Russia increases. Most of these Indonesian students study through the Russian government scholarship program. Currently, there are more than 700 Indonesian students spread across 38 cities in Russia, from Kaliningrad in the westernmost region to Vladivostok in the easternmost region. That was my Indonesia.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forco the getting over dragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Sebuah pelayaran mencari dermaga hati untukmu menepi. Sudahkah kau temui? Datanglah kepadaku, lihatlah aku. ini berlabuhlah, di hatiku beristirahatlah, sandarlah padaku, nikmatilah kasihku, ku kan setia menemani. Akulah yang kau cari. Terlalu lama sendiri, tak ada tujuan. Engkau butuh dermaga hati untukmu menepi. Sudahkah kau temui? Datanglah kepadaku, lihatlah aku di sini berlabuh-labuh. Di hatiku beristirahatlah, bersandarlah padaku, nikmatilah kasihku, ku kan setia menemani. Akulah yang kau cari. Kamu cari. Datanglah kepadaku, lihatlah aku di sini berlabuh-labuh. Di hatiku beristirahatlah, bersandarlah padaku, nikmatilah kasihku, ku kan setia menemani. Akulah yang kau cari. Datanglah kepadaku, lihatlah aku di sini berlabuh-labuh. Di hatiku
You still tune to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World on frequency 3325 kHz and website www.vinews.id. Listener, for the next segment, we will present Indonesian Wonder, which tells about Indonesian tourism and local wisdom.
Listener, in today's Indonesian Wonder, I will introduce you to Batu Love Garden or Baloga. This tourism attraction is suitable for those of you who love flower plants. This tourism attraction, which recently opened to the public on December 19, 2020, offers a variety of flowers and plants that are arranged beautifully. Batu Love Garden was built on an area of 7 hectares on Jalan Raya Pandan Rejo No. 91, Batu City, East Java. Baloga stores various types of flowers, fruits, and vegetables. There are 600 types of flowers and plants from home and abroad. Of this amount, 30% of flower plants are imported from abroad, which are not found in other regions in Indonesia. This tourism spot consists of indoor and outdoor rides. For indoor rides, the flowers presented are replicas, while the outdoor rides are filled with flower plants that are displayed in various forms. On a sunny day, you can enjoy the location with Mount Arjuna in the background. You can also take a selfie here. At Batu Love Garden, you can get education about plants and types of flowers. In addition, you can also interact with animals that are part of the flower seeding, such as butterflies. You can try the sensation of interacting with bees at this tourism attraction managed by the Jatim Park Group. Especially on weekends, visitors will enjoy a parade of cars decorated with flowers with beautiful floral costumes. For those of you who are interested in visiting Batu Love Garden, it operates every day from 8:30 to 4:30 local time. The price of admission to Batu Love Garden is 60,000 rupiah on weekdays and 80,000 rupiah on weekends. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder for today. I'm Rahma. Bye for now.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku o chakuyo shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai o fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata o mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19-Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Dari aku bisa mencintai.
For the next segment, we will present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian, Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, we will introduce to you some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian. This program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia and the Language and Book Development Agency of the Ministry of Education and Culture of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is Semoga Lekas Sembuh. Semoga Lekas Sembuh, or in English means get well soon. Next, I will give an example of a conversation entitled Semoga Lekas Sembuh, or in English, Get Well Soon. In his room, Kevin called the lecturer to ask permission to be absent from Indonesian language courses. The lecturer gave the mission and wished him a speedy recovery.
Selamat pagi, Pak.
Iya, selamat pagi.
Saya ingin meminta izin tidak masuk kuliah hari ini, Pak. Saya sedang sakit.
Kamu sakit apa?
Saya demam dan muntah-muntah, Pak.
Baiklah, kamu istirahat saja di rumah. Tidak usah masuk kuliah.
Baik, Pak.
Semoga lekas sembuh, Kevin.
Terima kasih, Pak.
Sama-sama.
After listening to the conversation, I will introduce phrases and vocabulary related to today's theme, which is Semoga lekas sembuh. Semoga lekas sembuh. Which means, get well soon. I will say the words twice and you can repeat after me. Selamat pagi. Selamat pagi. Which means, good morning. Ada apa? Ada apa? Which means, what's wrong? Saya ingin meminta izin. Saya ingin meminta izin. Which means, I want to ask permission. Saya tidak masuk kuliah hari ini. Saya tidak masuk kuliah hari ini. Which means, I didn't go to college today. Saya sedang sakit. Saya sedang sakit. Which means, I'm sick. Kamu sakit apa? Kamu sakit apa? Which means, what is wrong with you? Istirahat saja di rumah. Istirahat saja di rumah. Which means, just rest at home. Tidak usah masuk kuliah. Tidak usah masuk kuliah. Which means, no need to go to college. Semoga lekas sembuh. Semoga lekas sembuh. Which means get well soon. Aku sedang tidak enak badan. Aku sedang tidak enak badan. Which means I'm not feeling well. Semoga kamu lekas sembuh. Semoga kamu lekas sembuh. Which means I hope you get well soon. Minggu depan. Minggu depan. Which means next week. Mengadakan pesta ulang tahun. Mengadakan pesta ulang tahun. which means through a birthday party. Semoga acaranya lancar. Semoga acaranya lancar, which means hopefully the show goes smoothly. In the dialogue, there is a sentence, Semoga lekas sembuh, Kevin. Semoga lekas sembuh, Kevin, which means get well soon, Kevin. The phrase is an expression of hope and prayer for the other person. In that sentence, the lecturer expressed his hope that Kevin would soon recover from his illness. Example, Aku sedang tidak enak badan. Aku sedang tidak enak badan, which means I'm not feeling well. Semoga kamu lekas sembuh. Semoga kamu lekas sembuh, which means hopefully you get well soon. In addition to expressing hope that your friend will get well soon, the word semoga, semoga, which means hopefully, can also be used in other contexts, which is giving a prayer so that your friend will live happily ever after. Example, Aku akan mengadakan pesta ulang tahun minggu depan. Aku akan mengadakan pesta ulang tahun minggu depan, which means I will have a birthday party next week. Semoga acaranya lancar. Semoga acaranya lancar, which means hopefully the program goes well. Before we end on Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, let's speak Indonesian today. For more details, let's listen to the example of the conversation one more time.
Selamat pagi, Pak.
Iya, selamat pagi.
Saya ingin meminta izin tidak masuk kuliah hari ini, Pak. Saya sedang sakit.
Kamu sakit apa?
Saya demam dan muntah-muntah, Pak.
Baiklah, kamu istirahat saja di rumah. Tidak usah masuk kuliah.
Baik, Pak.
Semoga lekas sembuh, Kevin.
Terima kasih, Pak.
Sama-sama.
Listener, that was today's edition of Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian. Hopefully it can be useful for those of you who want to know Indonesian better. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Sampai jumpa.
Senja selalu sempurna, seperti kisahku dan dia. Saling menatap tapi jarang, dia membisu. Bilang kepadaku.
You still tune to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world on frequency 3325 kHz and website www.vinews.id. Next, we inform you about Indonesian music.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, welcome back to Music Corner with me, Rahma. Today I'm going to present a Malay song entitled Dari Tuah Kayong to be sung by Ridwan and Hikmah MW. The song Dari Tuah Kayong was composed by Hermanto and Rina L. Gidang. It tells about a girl of North Kayong, West Kalimantan. In the lyrics of the song, the North Kayong girl is described as being so beautiful and having long hair with curls and dimples with a big smile. Her greeting is so good. It is reasonable that many people, both young and old, like girls from North Kayong. The girls became idols. This song uses Malay with the North Kayong dialect. The music is fast, so it's very cool to rock. Well, listener, here is a song Dari Tuah Kayong sung by Ridwan and Hikmah MW.
Tuah kayong, dari tuah kayong, kau pujaan. tubuhmu di sini pun suka.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Listener, thank you for listening our English program on Voice of Indonesia through shortwave on frequency 3325 kHz. Please give your suggestion and criticism through Facebook fan page The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram voice.of.indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and also send your email to voi@voinews.id.